Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Trump just directed a Pentagon to start testing nuclear weapons. Again, he is determined to end the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Most people have no idea what's actually going on here. J.D. Vance kind of gave away the game when he was running, when he was warning young people on Laura Ingraham. I'll never forget this because I have kids that this would apply to. It chilled my blood. He was warning young people when he and Trump were running for president, vice president, that the left was preparing for a draft to fight Russia on the ground in Ukraine. And that if they did not want to go to pointless, needless, useless war, that they should vote for Trump and J.D. Vance to keep them off the ground in Ukraine. So Trump knows he's got about 3 years to stop this war because everybody wants it. Europe wants it. The Euroweenies want it. In fact, it's their economic plan for the next 20 years since they're not really going to have hemp manufacturing because of their green policies. They pretty much transferred that all to China. War is their economic plan. Russia doesn't want to give up the war because they're winning. Contrary to what you've been told, they're winning bigly. They're winning so bigly that they didn't take Trump's offer of, hey, keep everything you've conquered and we'll throw in the Donbass, which you haven't even conquered yet, for free. Putin said no. Why? Why did Putin say no? Because Trump shut down the Badenberg war room. Generals aren't running the war anymore. That's why this war has gone on for so long. As Marco Rubio explained when he came into office, Putin's not fighting Ukraine. Putin would have defeated Ukraine a week. No, Putin's been fighting us. We've been running the war out of a war room in Badenberg, Germany. Our actual generals on the ground with our military equipment. We've been in a shooting war with Russia for a very long time. And we fought to a draw. Now, I personally think we would have beat him if we could have gone full bore, but it would have been really obvious we were in a war and we wanted to low-key pretend we weren't in a war. That's what's actually going on here. Trump being a good man, and he talks often about how, you know, he's thinking about this, and he should be at his age. You know, I don't know if I'm going to go to heaven. I've got to do good things to make up for the bad I've done. Probably true. Kind of profound, actually. And he sees stopping this war and the bloodshed is his contribution. But also, he knows if he does not stop this, the neocons in the Republican Party, a minority, but when they join with the Democrats, they get what they want. And the Democrat Party will start World War III, and they will throw young Americans into the meat grinder. We were already told that by Joe Biden's head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He said, yeah, we're going to be on the ground in Ukraine. We're going to train Ukrainians. See, we're already training Ukrainians to fight. We've been doing it in Poland and other places. But he said, now we're going to put them on the ground. Where? Front lines. Why do we need to train them on the front lines? That's just dumb. Well, you know, we'll put the Air Force in the air to shoot down Russian planes to keep them safe. That's World War III. Trump knows. And just the other day, Angela Merkel, former head of Germany, it actually came out that she had said the plan was war. It was always war. Why? They just want it. These people are homicidal. You got to understand. And then for the neocons in like Lindsey Graham in the Senate and, you know, in Congress, all they know is they get really big checks when they say war because all the supply lines, the medevac, all these contracts is out of business since Iraq and Afghanistan. But couldn't a thing like that spill into nuclear? Oh, easy. Yeah. Thermonuclear annihilation, totally easily. If Ronald Reagan was alive, he'd be like, what the heck are you doing? So Trump is trying, he's got to end this thing decisively. And it's got to grow cold, like an old fire, ashes of an old fire, till it's not dangerous anymore. Or the second he's gone, if J.D. Vance is not his replacement, if they steal that election, we're going to war, folks. Guarantee it. That's the background they want for no reason. By the way, there is no reason to do this other than profit. Political donations in Washington from contractors who will now be fat and rich, medevacing out the broken bodies of U.S. troops because it's profitable. But this is how things go. It's how they've always gone. And that led to the headline this morning. Trump directs Pentagon to start testing nuclear weapons again. He's saying to Putin, I have made you one heck of an offer. I mean, you don't even have to conquer the Donbass. I'll give it to you. Stop. Stop now. Come in from the cold, decouple from China. Let's have trillions of dollars of economic impact. Now, the good news this week is we have finally done a thing that makes sense. The very thing that Washington did not want because it'll work. And then no one will profit. If no one dies, no one profits. Ukraine's out of soldiers. They don't have any, so they need our kids to die. Trump won't let him. That's the rub in Washington. That's why Trump is testing nuclear weapons again. He's saying to Putin, stop. Yes, I know you're winning. I'm going to let you win a little bit more. But stop. Stop this thing. Because Russia needs this for profit, too. It's all very good for everybody. It's all very evil. And Trump's trying to keep us out of it. He knows he's got to stop. He can't explain all this to you like I just did. But this is a war between us. And that is why Trump said, Russia and America, with the Euroweenies on the side, screaming bloodlust in their voices. And that is why Trump said one of the coolest things I've heard him say foreign policy-wise in a long time. I'm going to play it for you. Next, I'm going to break it down. This is chilling. You know what this is? This is what would have happened if there was one good man with some power in the World War I era. Which, by the way, did you study World War I? Can you explain to me why it started? I mean, really, like someone assassinated someone, but nobody really knows why. And then some stuff happened and then some people said some stuff and then nobody knows why, but they ended up in trenches shooting at each other. Yeah, that's this. What was World War I over? Hard to explain even now. Historians are still debating. You know why? It was over profit. If there had been one good man like Donald Trump, we wouldn't have had it. And so Trump just did something remarkable yesterday. I don't know if anybody caught it. I'll explain that coming up next. And also in the show, Barack Obama promises, looked right in the camera, we win again. You conservatives are getting censored. You'll never have free speech again. Ooh, it was chilling. Coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.